I think my horn is broken. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. Those words were spoken by Craig. He was talking to his dad. Craig had been trying to practice his tenor saxophone upstairs, but he's having problems with it. His horn won't make the sounds that 2 days ago he could make easily. He's very frustrated. He doesn't know if it's him or the horn. He suspects the horn is broken. So he brought the horn down and talked to his dad in the living room. As he walked into the living room, he waited, and his dad looked up from his book and said, "Yes, Craig, what can I do for you?" Craig said, "I think my horn is broken." Craig was standing in front of his dad wearing a neck strap like this. The neck strap has a hook, and saxophones have little metal loops on the back side of the horn, and this hook goes in that loop. So the horn was hanging from his neck like a necklace, a giant pendant. But Craig had his hand always on the horn because a good saxophone player doesn't trust this neck strap. If the neck strap were to fail and the horn were to fall to the floor, it could be severely damaged, and Craig knew that. So he came to the living room wearing his neck strap with the horn hanging from the neck strap, but with both hands on his tenor saxophone. When his dad asked him what was the matter, he explained. He said, "Well, I was practicing, and I can't get many notes out of this horn anymore. Something happened." Robert quickly asked if he had dropped the horn or damaged it in any way. Craig said no. He then asked when the problem showed up, and Craig said, "Well, yesterday." Robert said, "Well, give me the horn and let me take a look at it." Craig took the saxophone off the hook. He unhooked this strap and handed the horn to his dad. Now, his dad didn't have a neck strap, but his dad's very strong and capable, so he just held the horn in his hands with no neck strap. He put the mouthpiece in his mouth, and he tried to play it. What he found is that the high notes came out well, but the low notes were terrible. The low notes were not usable. He created a bunch of terrible squawking sounds, and then he smiled and handed the horn back to Craig and said, "Well, it's not you, it's the horn." Craig again hooked the horn on the hook of his neck strap and held it in front of him. Robert explained to Craig that this was an air leak. Something is preventing the keys and the pads from working properly, so it's broken. Now, when Robert was holding the horn, he examined it, and he saw no bent keys or rods. Nothing was out of place, so his observations meshed well with what Craig had said. No damage had been done to the horn that was visible. Robert explained to Craig that when a horn acts like this, you think about a bent key, a bent rod or lever, a bad pad, a broken or disconnected spring, or a missing piece of cork. Something is causing this complex mechanism to not function properly. Robert went on to point out that the pads are brand new, so it's probably not a pad. It could be a bent key, but he couldn't see any obvious bent key. He said, "This is simple. Put it in the case, bring it down to me, and I'll take it to the music store tomorrow, and hopefully the repairman can turn it around in one day." The expression "turn it around" is commonly used in this setting when a repair is being done, the question is, how long will it take before whatever is being repaired is back in the hands of the owner? A quickly done repair is a fast turnaround. The following day, in the morning, Robert took a few minutes to drop the horn off at the music store. He was able to talk to the repairman and explain the problem. He explained that he could play all the notes above A, above the staff, but everything below that was bad. And then he corrected himself. He said, no, I could play G sharp, but I couldn't play a G. The repairman thought, I got this. The repairman looked at the horn and he said, I'll get it back to you this afternoon. When do you want it? Robert says, anytime today would be fantastic. The repairman said, I'll give you a call. With that, Robert left the horn, and later he received a phone call from the repairman that the horn had been fixed. After lunch, Robert went to the music store to pick up the horn and said, so what was it? The repairman said, well, a little cork just fell off, and it was essential to close one of the pads. It was easy. I just put a new one in, a little quick adjustment, and it's good as new. Robert said, so what do I owe you? The repairman said, nothing. Robert was very happy with this. He figured he was going to have to shell out some cash to repair his son's horn. He had no idea that this would be given to him as a service for free. He expressed that to the repairman. And the repairman said, well, we try to take good care of our customers. With that, he put the horn back in the case and took it home to Craig. Craig put it together, adjusted the reed on the mouthpiece, and started playing. He was able to play it all the way to the bottom. He thanked his dad. Robert said, well, isn't it fun that sometimes what appears to be a really big problem turns out to be very simple? Craig nodded and took his saxophone upstairs to practice. He feels like he wants to make up the ground for the time he lost over the past 2 days when the horn wasn't working properly. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.